I think it was like 10 days ago where you did another stunning edition of a Gressniff. The most controversial word in the English language, and somehow this word has been flying under the radar for decades. No one's had the courage to take on this word. And Dan has made it his life's calling to... Actually, it's just been the craziest coincidence ever, right?
In 2005 is when Magic Johnson first messed it up, but it's Magic Johnson. I mean...
Segment every time he stumbles on a word.
Right.
Well, they had a homecoming of his with that Rick Riley thing last night on ESPN, and one of the rapid-fire questions was, hey, if they paid you, how much would they have to pay you to host another show? And he said, $1 billion. It's like, really?
Well,
someone
play
would probably invest in that.
Play the one where Magic messes up the word.
But that play showed you why Dallas is winning the game. They've been aggressive. They've been physical on defense, and then they carry that same aggressiveness on offense.
Just totally short-circuited.
Aggressiveness.
Went to screensaver.
But it's just, you know, a random occurrence, right?
Right.
Certainly there was no pattern.
And
this word was not a difficult one for others to say.
Now, was the next incident 5 years later?
Yes.
It was like 3 months ago.
Months ago, so in the year 2010, was the next incident. And since then, I'm guessing that you're going to add another one here.
I absolutely am, and I dare say.
So that would make it, since then, 5 have occurred in this calendar year.
Wow.
Or, as Groobs reports, in fourth quarter.
It's like a rash of no-hitters, just out of nowhere.
It doesn't really make sense.
And all the scientists are looking at these no-hitters what's causing this?
Is it the small ballparks?
Global warming?
Is it
the new pumpkin spice latte? What's going on here?
It's baffling, Bob.
By the way, they ran out of. It's still up on the menu, and they said we're out of it. Like, you can't make more?
Like, forever?
Are you okay?
I don't. Well,
can't just make some more the next day?
It's these stinking seasonal drinks at Starbucks that they get you hooked on.
Listen to the mini giraffe guy.
Yeah, a little opulence. It is a little opulence. Where's my pumpkin spice?
This is problems with the common man.
I think everyone
enjoys. There's a guy listening to us under an overpass or something, and we're talking about pumpkin spice coffee.
I can't believe they ran out of that $5 coffee.
All right, so...
That's gold.
So everywhere there's a Gressniff. Herschel comes in our studio, right?
Okay, do you want to play the other ones before the... Magic messed it up.
We have to.
Was Herschel next?
I think Grieve was first, and then Herschel.
Kick it chronological?
Yeah.
All right, Tom Grieve.
I like the aggressiveness. Glad he never stops, and he's thinking, uh-oh, I better be safe.
Okay.
And bottom line is, he's safe.
All right, and you hear Josh. What? You hear that in the homework call open.
He kind of corrects him, and
I like your description. Is he had peanut butter on the roof of his mouth, and his tongue kind of got stuck there. And he said,
"The aggressiveness."
Oh man,
so awesome!
Then Herschel entered our studio and gave us this piece of gold.
You know, the athlete you see on the field is not the person you want to bring home to his wife and to his family. Well, sometimes that happens. That's the reason they have that aggressiveness toward their family.
I don't notice anything there.
And you entitle this whenever you say let's do the segment, you say let's do the aggressiveness segment. That's how big that one was.
Yeah,
it threw aggressiveness off the
aggressiveness
off the titles of the sponsor, you know, it's
right.
Crazy. All right, so
then
I think then we had Ron Washington. Let's go with him next.
Yes, it is. You know, we have to stay aggressive. This is a very aggressive team, and we're just trying to stay as aggressive as we can and take advantage of the athletes we have.
Got cocky.
Yeah.
Two in a row.
He's like, man, this word's easy.
And he tried for three, and he said...
Aggressive.
What is it?
Aggressive.
Okay. That one's weak. It's not as easy to hear. How did Dion sound? Dion was our last culprit.
You know, Finnegan is a dog. You played against him. He plays whistle to whistle, bell to bell. The guy is, he's aggressive.
It's a V.
It's a tough word, man. Okay.
That V. Not only is there no where to use it if you're playing words with friends or Scrabble.
Right.
But just in pronouncing it.
Aggressive.
Aggressive.
So,
all right, so you did that segment.
Magic, Greve, Herschel, Washington, and Dion.
Awards were pouring in. Everyone was high-fiving because, man, that Dan, he's really hit on something. The next day, I couldn't believe this. The next day, I'm watching the BCS selection show. Maybe it's the Sunday. That weekend. We did not do an episode.
Does Bob know how to party?
He does.
The BCS selection show where we're going to pair everybody together and then we're going to complain there's no playoff and they're going to bring on Norm Hitzkiss of Sports Radio 1310 to take it.
They should call it the BS.
Yeah, you know what? Drop the C, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
That's the best joke going around regarding this.
They should call it the BS. Good take. Next right. to Orenthal. Okay, we're watching the BCS selection show. The alarm goes off. We've had another incident. Here is noted orator, one of the finest public speakers of our generation, and somehow a guy who in 12 years of our show has flown under our radar, and I really think we could probably do a segment on this guy every week. He is football legend Lou Holtz.
He's very aware as a running back how good defensive lines could be, like guys like Nick Fairley, and I always worried about those guys. So it could offset the Oregon passing.
I do believe this. I believe Chip Kelly's smart enough, and he has the option as part of his scheme, and that neutralizes the athleticism, the aggressiveness of the defense.
That's a good one.
Aggressiveness.
What is that V?
Aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Aggressiveness.
Lou Holtz is wonderful. Underutilized, by the
That's
way.
That's the old English pronunciation.
Underutilized?
You know what? He vaults right into the top three.
Aggressiveness.
Which might not seem like that much because there's only six total. But it's still impressive to me.
It's not quite aggressiveness. It's
aggressiveness. Gets the iv in there.
What about...
Yeah, it might be Dion, Herschel, and now Lou, top three.
Dion, what about Magic?
Aggressiveness. Aggressiveness.
Aggressive.
Dion said digresses.
Digresses.
No, he says aggresses.
Let's hear it.
Digresses.
It's digresses.
Boy, it is digresses.
Said, yeah, but I think he had a word before that was...
You know, Finnegan is a dog. You played against him. He plays whistle to whistle, bell to bell. The guy is... He's aggresses.
He's aggresses.
Oh.
Digresses.
So he said digresses.
Aggressive.
Wow. Come on, man.
Aggressiveness.
Right, well, can we hear the whole Lou Holtz one more time?
He's very aware as a running back how good defensive James. Lines could be like guys like Nick Fairley.
Well, look at his eyes.
Those guys. So it could offset the Oregon passing.
I do believe this. I believe Chip Kelly's smart enough, and he has the option as part of his scheme, and that neutralizes the athleticism, the aggressiveness of the defense.
What this really does is help even the racial playing field, too.
Yeah.
Which is important.
That's,
just to know that
we're always trying to get a fair representation. I will tell
now,
you
my
though,
personal rankings, and I might do this based on the fact that he was the forefather, but I'm still going to leave Magic at number one. I'm sorry.
This.
I've listened to all the pleas and the emails, but I haven't changed my mind. My rankings are this, and then you can give your rankings if you'd like.
Around the office.
But my rankings are Magic.
Aggressiveness.
Herschel.
Aggressiveness.
Holtz.
Aggressiveness.
Dion.
Aggressive.
Tom Greve.
Aggressiveness.
Man, Tom Greve can't even get a sniff anymore.
And Ron Washington.
Aggressiveness.
How about Ron Washington? Wow. How about this? There are six people that have screwed up a word, and Ron Washington is ranked sixth. Who would have thought
he's
that?
He's the least offensive.
Yeah.
I think his is so fast. If you would have slowed down a little bit,
we would
have gold.
That's a good sign you're not confident, though, as you try to speed through the word.
Right. Magic slowed down.
Aggressive in this.
You know, that Lou Holtz, though, going back to him being underutilized in our program.
I can't believe this happened the day after this other segment.
It was the next day. It was so amazing.
It was like, man, if we do it the next... It's like we're doing this every day. It's too much.
It is too much, but it keeps happening. What are we supposed to do?
Lou Holtz.
I really want to bring in the bit they do with him and just let you listen to the insanity of where television is going, the halftime speech or the locker room speech?
It's the pregame, yeah. Pre-game
like he
speech.
Did it during halftime of the Aggie Longhorn game for some other game.
Right.
It's like, what would Lou Holtz do, Dan, if he was coaching Michigan? And he goes in there and talks about, you know, when we play Ohio State, but he does it in his Elmer Fudd delivery, and he doesn't kind of make
a... He says it to, like, they let him go into the Michigan locker room?
No. They have, like, a set that has a locker room, and then he puts on the shirt like he's
their coach.
He actually
wears the uniform. Yeah.
He's pretending he's the coach, and he's giving them the
pep talk. Like, little cardboard cutouts of players on their knees?
No, he's just standing there looking at the camera like he's giving a speech.
He's pretending you're the team.
We're the team at home.
And this is how you'd be receiving a pep talk from Lou Holtz.
If he's the coach of Michigan before they play Ohio State.
I'm going to do that. I'm bringing it in.
During the halftime of Texas A&M.
All right, put that next.
How does that make sense?
Don't worry about that.
Put that next to the Little Rascals segment and whatever else we have on our plate that will have to probably go past the holidays.
The Compton fight.
The famous Compton fight of 2010.
All right, so if you don't mind, if I could hear and don't, no pauses, can I just hear that order I gave? Magic Herschel, Holtz, Deion, Grieve, Washington, just in order?
Aggressiveness.
Oh, I'll switch the last two.
All right, retrospect, I don't know if I'm ranking Holtz quite high enough. Just give me Holtz by himself.
Aggressiveness.
Because he slows down, too.
He's got skills. There's a new sheriff
in
town.
I think you're so...
And his name is Lou Holtz.
Underestimating Deion's. Aggressive.
His isn't even close.
It's not even in the ballpark. I mean, he's trying to say aggressive.
It's nowhere in the vicinity.
I mean, we need a playoff.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, we're just going to argue to our faces are blue.
It's not right, Dan.
The cliche? How's the cliche go?
It's not right.
How long can we argue?